Waiting for You. Written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Fu Hongxue sits stiffly on the chair, holding Jiang Yang's hand. The nurses keep telling him that he should go home and rest, or at least lie down somewhere for a moment. He doesn't try to explain to them that he's going to be fine for a while yet. He can rest once Jiang Yang is home again. They keep telling him that Jiang Yang is getting better, that whatever the treatment is, it's working. Fu Hongxue doesn't understand how it works. The doctors here are so very different from what Fu Hongxue thinks of as doctors. To his eyes, Jiang Yang just keeps getting weaker, and he's so frail already. Fu Hongxue wants nothing more than to keep Jiang Yang safe. He would do anything to protect him, but there's nothing at all he can do against disease. Jiang Yang has explained that the treatment keeps making him weak, even when it's working. He wouldn't lie to Fu Hongxue, so Fu Hongxue has to believe him, despite the evidence of his own eyes. Every day, Jiang Yang still insists on working, despite his need for rest. So Fu Hongxue watches him, learns the name of all the little tools he uses, just so Jiang Yang doesn't need to move more than necessary to get anything. He'll give Fu Hongxue this tired little smile whenever Fu Hongxue hands him something, and it makes Fu Hongxue's heart ache and makes him wish fervently that there was something he could just kill to make it all better. When he thinks Jiang Yang is too tired to walk, he'll simply lift him up into his arms and carry him wherever he wants to go. Sometimes, Jiang Yang will make a quiet protest, and then just press his head against Fu Hongxue's shoulder and mumble a quiet thank you. Fu Hongxue wants to tell him that he shouldn't thank Fu Hongxue, because there's nothing at all Fu Hongxue can do to make things better. But he knows that would make Jiang Yang upset, so he stays quiet. Fu Hongxuan has learned how to take Jiang Yang to the hospital at times like these. He knows what he's supposed to tell the nurses and the doctors. This is the second time Fu Hongxuan has had to do it. And then when they're here, all he has to do is let other people take care of Jiang Yang. All he can do is sit here and hold Jiang Yang's hand and wait for him to wake up. So this is exactly where Fu Hongxue will stay, no matter what the nurses say. Then, finally, Jiang Yang makes a small noise, his hand twitching slightly. Fu Hongxue has to force himself not to squeeze it any tighter. Jiang Yang is so weak, and he's afraid of hurting him. Instead, he brushes his thumb over the back of Jiang Yang's hand, avoiding the needle that's inserted there. Fu Hongxue knows now that the tube attached to the needle moves fluid and medicine into Jiang Yang, even when he's unconscious. Fu Hongxue has learned more than he ever thought he would about medicine in this time. There are still so many things he doesn't understand about it, that he doesn't think he can ever understand. "Jiang Yang," he asks, keeping his voice low and soft. Jiang Yang's eyes slowly blink open, and he looks at Fu Hongxue with confusion in his eyes. He opens his mouth, only managing to make a small, dry sound. "Let me wet your lips for you," Fu Hongxue says, reaching for the glass of water and the little padded stick to spread water onto Jiang Yang's lips with. As much as it feels wrong to Fu Hongxue not to give Jiang Yang water to drink, he knows he's not supposed to. He knows there are reasons for it, even if he might not fully understand, so he just does as he's been told. Carefully, he dabs at Jiang Yang's dry lips with that little stick. After a while, Jiang Yang licks at his lips and Fu Hongxue stops. "Better?" he asks. Jiang Yang opens his mouth, clears his throat a bit, and then manages a quiet, slightly hoarse, "Yes." He sets the glass aside and then leans back close to Jiangyang, reaching out to take his hand again. He's almost afraid of touching anything else, afraid that he'll accidentally hurt Jiangyang. Jiangyang smiles at him and squeezes his hand faintly. Fu Hongxue knows it's all the effort he can manage right now. How am I doing? Jiangyang asks quietly. Fu Hongxue swallows and then smiles a bit. Jiangyang blinks at him and gasps slightly. They said you're just tired after the last treatment. There haven't been any setbacks, Fu Hongxue says, dutifully repeating what he's been told. It's still hard to believe when Jiangyang looks so weak, but Fu Hongxue has to believe that those words are true. Jiangyang breathes out slowly, and Fu Hongxue can see the relief on his face. Good, Jiangyang whispers, and then gets a slightly more urgent look on his face when he says, Did you tell anyone I... No, no one knows, Fu Hongxue says quickly. After the last time, Jiangyang had changed his information at the hospital, so now they only inform Fu Hongxue when something happens to Jiangyang. And Fu Hongxue already knows. He knows Jiangyang doesn't want anyone else to worry, that he doesn't want them there when he's like this. Good, Jiangyang says again, his voice barely even a whisper. All Fu Hongxue can do is sit there and hold his hand, and wait for the nurses to show up again, so he can ask when he can take Jiangyang home. I'm glad you're here, Jiangyang whispers. Fu Hongxue smiles at him, even if he feels more like crying. Always. I'll always be here, he promises. There's not much more he can do, but at least that's a promise he knows he can keep. The end.